take courage, and we can be encouraged to trust in the Lord. He said, lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. And so the next part that we, eighth verse, when thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. So the Lord wants us to seek his face daily, but not only with our mouth, with our heart also. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. My parents are deceased. I thank God for my parents. They are deceased now, but the Lord has always been there for me. He's been my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. Praise everything I need. God is right there. He will take us up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. And that's my prayer also, praying for my life. Teach me your way, Lord. It's a continuation. And lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Lord, put me in a safe mode, like computers, you know, with so much all around us and going on and got to filter out this or that. I'm praying, Lord, just keep me in your safe mode. Hallelujah. That I will not, if I sin, then I can always repent and ask the Lord to forgive me. But I try not to, praise God. But we do make mistakes, praise the Lord. But all we have to do is ask the Lord forgiveness. And he's right there to forgive us. And it's all covered under the blood of Jesus. Amen. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. And I went through some of that even when while managing apartments. Amen. But God always gave us the victory. It always came out for our good. Amen. Then the Lord saved our enemies. That's how awesome and how good God is. Hallelujah. And it's such a joy to know that when they get saved, they come back and they tell of the Lord goodness. It was worth all that you go through with. Amen. So nothing that we go through or nothing that we might think we're suffering, God is using that we can get to know him a little more and a little more, working it all out for our good. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. So I'm just trying to encourage your heart through the book of trusting in the Lord. And these days and times when so much going on, that's another thing the Lord gave me about in writing the book, that when we be faced with many devils or many situations or many obstacles, to always look back and see and think about those previous experiences that he already brought us out of, knowing that he is in control and that nothing too hard for him. He just wants us to give him some praise and praise the Lord. Praise our way out of situation as well. I love praising him. I love testifying. I am a living witness. I am a living testimony of what the Lord can do. And I just take it day by day. Praise the Lord. But truly, the Lord is my helper and my strength. He's my everything. And the 13, 14 verses, and which is my keynotes, my scriptures for the book. When God gave me this verses of scriptures after the 911 crisis and all, he let me know that, I like David, I too can say, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Where would I be if I had not believed? Praise the Lord. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So I would like to encourage someone today, don't give up, don't give in, don't give out. Just wait on the Lord. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And as I begin to go through losing my baby daughter in a terrible car accident, God gave me the strength to trust him, to go through with. Hallelujah. That's why I was led to write the book. And praise God, he brought me out. He brought me and still bringing me out. I miss him, but he is my everything. He comes in, he comforts us, whatever we need, he comforts. Praise the Lord. My middle daughter, she passed with HIV/AIDS, got 10 years, went through that. Praise God. That's another testimony. Hallelujah. you get the book, you can read some of the touching, like my life story, some of the touching testimonies in there. How God just, ooh, he worked so many miracles. He healed a body so many times. Hallelujah. You got to read the book to see what all he did concerning that situation. That's why I know he could do anything but fail. Hallelujah. God just, he just gave us the courage to fight, come back, everything that the enemy was trying to throw at us. Ooh, hallelujah. And can he heals my baby so many times, and her faith was so strong, and she had a little scripture, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. And we will live and witness that he did. Being hospitalized a lot of time, but God had us had a ministry at the hospital where we were. We ministered to doctors, nurses. Hallelujah. God saved a lot of them. And he just, his peace, his presence was just with us all the time. And we did not like any good thing. He gave us everything we needed. Hallelujah. And that, especially that peace that surpasses all understanding. So just be encouraged. If you need an uplifting, if you need to be encouraged, call me at 318-305-6965 to get the book, or you can download it, or on your phone. You can get please connect with me on Facebook, even that way you can get me faster maybe, and I will answer you back. I will call if you need prayer, if you need deliverance, healing, whatever it is you need. Praise God. In Jesus' name, the Lord is good all the time. Amen. Praise your Lord. We love you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you today, God. We praise you today, God. We love you today, God. So persevering in prayer for a lifetime. And those 11 through 14 verses, amen. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for today. Thank you for your word on today. So just wait to see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And Lord, we thank you. One more time, God is good. We thank you for tuning in to the Telling of His Goodness broadcast. We pray you were inspired, blessed, and encouraged from hearing the word of God today. If you would like a copy of my book, Telling of His Goodness, you may phone me at 318-305-6965. You may like me on Facebook, connect with me on Google+ or Twitter. May God bless you until we meet again at the same time next week.
It's gonna be alright.
This is KAYT Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio.
Be alright.
At 88.1.
You put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be alright. KAYT.
No need to
worry. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Is there anybody out there? Get your Bibles in the sanctuary and over in the overflow and stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Turn them, if you will, to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to study your word today. We thank you for the Holy Ghost and his ability to explain your word as we enter into the text. And as he tells the truth that we're teaching today to meet every heart and faith, we thank you in advance for what you shall reveal to us and empower us to do and to become for your glory and our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We dealt at our earlier service with the person of the Holy Ghost and part of his purpose. And then now we want to deal with a continuation of his purpose, but also with his power in the body of Christ. In this 12th chapter, I want you to see, beginning at verse 1, these words. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And then it goes on further to list a whole lot of what we're going to get into, but having read that, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Paul deals with the gifts of diversity in the body of Christ, speaking to the church at Corinth and dealing with perhaps what might have been an issue at that time, as it still seems to be an issue in the body of Christ and certainly in certain denominational realms, perhaps the uncertainty of the person, the presence, and the power of the Holy Ghost in the life of the believer and in the body of Christ. And so as Paul wanted to straighten out the matter, bring more clarity to the matter, it is my desire that the believers not only understand the person, the presence, and power of the Holy Spirit, but walk in it with authority and his anointing. The word says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren. And I think this qualifies it immediately by helping us understand that spiritual gifts are not for non-spiritual people.
That's right. That's right.
Brethren addresses the brotherhood of faith, those who are believers. He says, I would not have you ignorant. I would not have you unlearned, misinformed, or not knowledgeable. He says, ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. And he's talking about as ye were heathens, you participated and practiced some beliefs, being pulled into certain things that you really didn't believe in, and serving gods or idols that were dumb and could not really speak to you. He says, wherefore, verse 3, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. Now he's moving into helping folk understand there are just some things that saints won't say. Whom the Spirit of God lives or resides on the inside of. And so he says, what you need to know is the Spirit will never ever lead a saint to say, Jesus be cursed. The Holy Ghost will never ever use you to put down Jesus. He says, I need you to understand that. But then he goes on a little further and he says, that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So on the one hand, he can't curse him. And on the other hand, he can't claim him.
All right.
That's it.
The Holy Ghost is the one who is going to give credence to anything that is aligned with the Word of God and bring to exposure those things that are not. That's one of the reasons why, again, when you know the Word and when someone is operating in the Word, the Spirit of God or the Spirit of truth will bear witness to it. If, on the other hand, they are operating in religion and or denominational ritual, and it seems to be holy or has to it attached to it some semblance of that that is holy, the Spirit of God will contradict it, expose it, expel it, say, listen, this is not of God. And only those who know, number one, the Word of God and have the Spirit of God living on the inside, functioning on the inside, will catch that. And so that's why you can see, and that's why I said it's so important to understand the operation of the Holy Ghost, to understand what he does, what he does not do, what he says, what he does not say. And you don't have to judge folk. Remember, we're not called to be judges. We're called to be inspectors. We are going to see if the word that one speaks or says or shares lines up in context with what God says. The Spirit of truth will bear witness to that, and there is a peace underneath the skin about it. So again, as he moves on, he starts talking about the diversities of the gifts. Verse 4, he says, now there are diversities or various gifts, but the same Spirit. Somebody say the same Spirit.
Same Spirit.
Now, what's going to be important about understanding the same Spirit is because if it is the same Spirit, then there's never going to be a conflicting course. There's never going to be a confusion in the body or the fellowship if the same Spirit is operating in all of us.
Amen.
Now, here's what you need to understand. Here's what you need to recognize, that if the Spirit of truth is operating and a spirit of error is operating, there's going to be a clashing. There's going to be confusion. There are going to be folk wondering, well, what's right and what's not right? Who's doing the right thing? Who's not doing the right thing? Now, one of the things that you're going to always be able to tell, and that's how you know things are done decently in order, is the Spirit of truth is going to have a record that you can refer to. The Bible. You can see whether or not it's being acted according to the word or enacted according to the power of the Spirit of God. If it is not, and if it does not, it is not of God. Now, because so many of us are not really keen to understanding spiritual things, and we make it more mysterious than it ought to be, especially as we are believers, and especially as we are students of the word, and especially as we have the indwelling person, presence, and power of the Holy Ghost residing on the inside of us, it's not that complicated. That's what the devil wants you to believe. It's just too complicated. No, it's complicated when you don't have truth, when you don't have the word, when you don't understand the purpose of the Holy Ghost in the body of Christ. Now look at what he says. Now there are diversities or differences or various gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities or differences of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Now, God the Spirit, God the Son, and God the Father are all at work in these spiritual gifts, administrations, and operations. There is a unity in the Trinity. And so you're going to understand that one is not going to violate the other or act in conflict of the other. It's all going to work and operate as they know their roles and their functions, and then give dispensation in those same arenas, but they're all going to work harmoniously together. One is not going to cancel out or conflict with the other. That's the way the Spirit of God works. That's the way the Word of God works. That's the way the will of God works. And when you know that, again, you begin to see and understand that with clarity. Now notice again the word says, verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for what purpose? You see, what you've got to understand, and the New International Version says, for the common good. Now here's what you need to understand. When people do not accept or receive the gift of the Holy Ghost to be resident in them, they are turning down the opportunity to prosper and do good. Let me read the verse again. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who?
Every man
to do what?
Profit with all.
To profit with all.
for the common good in every area. That's not just spiritual, but that's secular. All right. If I want to be successful in business, I really need the Holy Ghost.
That's it. That's it.
If I want to be the best employee, I need the Holy Ghost. If I want to be the best and wise student in money matters, et cetera, et cetera, I need the Holy Ghost. Amen. He is going to help me to profit with all for the common good of me and everything connected and concerning me. Amen. So don't think it's just for spiritual gifts that the Holy Ghost causes you to prosper, to profit, to gain, to experience or do good. And so that's why it's important, again, that you understand the great gift to the body the Holy Ghost is. And when you understand that, and again, because so many people have operated in error, a whole lot of us don't want the Holy Ghost. I mean, even out of our ignorance and misunderstanding, even when we didn't know better, I said yesterday at our BTU fellowship, you know, even the songs that we sung did not give justice and due to the Holy Ghost in a proper form. I said, you know, we sung songs like, something got a hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. I say something. Some of you are like, what's wrong with that? The Holy Ghost is not an it. He's not a thing. He's a person. So if the Holy Ghost got a hold of you, how would you look? Like somebody say, if you were something, if you were it, oh, it got a hold of me. Who is it? No, no, you are referred to as a person, not an object or a thing. And so even in the singing, again, the formation of the song came out of an ignorance of truth. And see, that's why when we know better, we got to do better. We got to correct that kind of thing. There are a whole lot of songs sung in Jesus' name, but not really connected with his name. And when we know better, we, you know, that's why certain songs, I would not allow our ministry of music to sing. No, no, we're not going to sing that because that doesn't line up with Scripture. It might sound good to you because, you know, if you don't know better and you're hearing that and it ain't better, it sounds good to you. But you cringe when you know something is conflicting with Scripture and folks shouting on it.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
All right? That doesn't work. That doesn't work. I'm not going to give credence to something that does not give due diligence to the word. And so that's what we've got to teach our folk and experience certain things and understand them. But the spirit of truth is going to bring that kind of thing to your knowledge. Again, it's going to help you. The purpose of the Holy Ghost is to help you profit with all in every area and aspect of your life. Now notice what he starts to go down and break down the different gifts and so forth. Verse 8 says, for to one is given by the who? By the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the message of wisdom. The Holy Spirit speaks to somebody's heart, gives them a word or a message of wisdom. Then the word says, to another, the word of knowledge. Now look at what follows. By the same Spirit. Verse 9, to another, faith. By the same Spirit. Now, this is talking about miraculous faith, to believe God. This is not talking about the normal faith. This is talking about supernatural faith, to believe God for the truly unbelievable, to believe God beyond what faith itself generally believes God for. This is a supernatural anointing of those persons who have the faith to truly walk in the supernatural realm in great, great measure. He says, but that comes by the same Spirit. Now listen again, it says, to another the gifts, plural, of healing by the same Spirit. Now listen at this. The gifts, notice this word says, of healing, and notice it didn't say the gift of healing, because healing comes in many forms. See, somebody might have their gift and the ability to lay hands on folk and they become healed. We have demonstration in the word where that happened. Some people had aprons and napkins that were placed on their bodies. And by that same instrument, that point of contact, were taken to many different cities and places and laid upon the sick and they recovered. Sometime the word was spoken. The gift of speaking the word.
That's it.
A word of healing. Somebody caught it in their spirit, a rhema word. This is my word. I'm going to be healed today from this word. No hands were laid on them. Nobody touched them. Nobody prayed for them. They had the ability to speak a healing word, and somebody grabbed it in the spiritual realm and received it, and they got that. And so you need to understand. But now let me tell you another. There is another one now. Again, there is another one of a lesser, but nonetheless less effective ability to be a gift of a healer, healing and be a healer, and that's in the medical practice.
Amen.
Now, for some of you get so super spiritual, God wants you to understand that some of your faith won't rise greater than a doctor.
That's it. Right. That's it.
And I'd be John Montgomery if I'm going to die because I ain't got faith enough to believe for supernatural healing when I can go to the hospital and get something taken out by one. God has given the gift to be able to go into the body, know the body, know how it functions and operates, and take care of my problem because I'm trying to act super spiritual. I'm sorry. I say I'm going to have operation 2 tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I want y'all to pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for the doctor who gonna cut on me.
It's all right.
I'm trying to talk to you super spiritual folk whose faith don't line up with what you're talking.
Right.
Now, as I grow and mature and come to another level of understanding and another level of operation in the Spirit of God, and I can believe for him to have a supernatural divine effect on me, that's another story. But if I'm not there,
that's it.
God has placed in the body.
That's it.
Someone to handle me on that faith level. And so the word says gifts of healing. Say amen, Pastor.
Amen.
See, half of you miss it. I said, say amen, Pastor. Y'all say amen. I need the gift of hearing. But notice again the ending phrase in verse 9, by the same Spirit. Verse 10, to another the working of miracles. Listen at this now. Notice how the word just keeps referencing different individuals, but the same Spirit. Different gifts, but the same Spirit. Now listen at this. The word says, to another the working of miracles. Now, I need you to see this because the operation or the working of miracles is still as real and relevant today in the body of Christ as it was in biblical days. Now listen at this, listen at this. If we understand that this gift, as are the others, is still in operation, then there are some things that will never ever change in our lives except by a miracle. Or many things that God wants to do supernaturally in our lives may not ever happen except by a miracle. So I want the body to believe and to understand that miracles still exist. Miracles still exist. If you are a member of the body of Christ, you're a candidate for a miracle. And every time I hear in the body of Christ, I don't care in what part of the world it's in, I get excited about the miracles because it lets me know that it's still working and operational, and my miracle could be today. I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way. I don't have to see how it's going to be made. All I got to know is the one who can make the way. Amen. Listen at this. It says to another prophecy. And prophecy is no more than one who's been given the gift to interpret the divine will and purpose of God for one's life. That's what a prophet is, or a prophecy is. the divine interpretation of a will and purpose for someone's life. And God has gifted some people who can look at you and walk up to you and say, you know what? God has just revealed to me such and such that's going to reveal the purpose and the will of God for your life, for a certain season, etc. in your life. Everybody can't do that. Everybody who's anointed with God's Spirit cannot do that. So don't fool yourself and don't let everybody speak into your life that doesn't agree with your spirit or with the word of God. You've got to be careful, because there are some folk, God only knows. You know, I would be messed up till eternity if I let every person that claimed they were of God speak into my life and say what God was going to do. Some of the stuff